Why can't you kill me? Just kill me. It's not like there are not enough of you. What's the matter? Can't humans even shoot straight? After all, I'm not asking you to be fast, just accurate. What if I slow down for you? No, I won't do that. You're going to have to earn my death. You see, I still have some pride left. Not self-respect, mind you. That died a long time ago. Then again, did I ever really have it to begin with? As I ran up the stairs, I flicked my eyes over my shoulder and sighed. Slow motion? The humans seem to be running after me in slow motion. Stupid, clumsy, mortal slow motion. I'd have a better chance of getting killed in a museum. I laughed bitterly at myself. I was in a lousy museum, just one owned by a Yakuza crime lord, that's all. I laughed again at the bad joke my life had become. Of course, I was misunderstood. So what else was new? It was a little after midnight. The bartender sounded last call over an hour ago, but I stayed nursing my cup of tea. It was as close I could get to my favourite soft drink, Pepsi, which wouldn't be bottled commercially for another 23 years. It didn't matter anyway. I'd lost my sense of taste, along with my sense of smell and my interest in women when I died. Now that cup of tea was nothing more than 98.4% water, 1.2% various polysaccharides, and 0.4% miscellaneous carbohydrates and amino acids. I only needed the deuterium in the water, but I thought it would be nice to have a cup of tea and try to remember what it tasted like. I was wrong. I took my pocket watch out and checked the time. My internal clock was 1,000 times more accurate, but I still enjoyed doing things the old-fashioned way. We had 1 hour and 10 minutes until our appointment with Destiny. One morning, Buster and his best friends, Sam, Max and Francine, arrived at school.
"What's in those boxes, Miss?" asked Buster.
"Costumes," said Miss Nibbler. "Today, you're going to dress up as people who lived a long time ago. I want you to make something from the time when they lived and tell us all about it."
"I love dressing up."
"I'm going to find out about Vikings," said Buster. "This cloak is really cool."
"I want to be a knight," said Sam. "They have amazing helmets."
"Look at this dress," said Francine. "I think I'll be a princess."
"Oh no," joked Buster. "You're bossy enough as it is."
"Silence, servant," laughed Francine.